Kefiyas are Palestinian scarves, and they're a symbol of support for justice for the Palestinian people. Buying one will support the last remaining factory in Hebron that makes kefiyas, and all proceeds from the sales support projects in Palestine, especially Gaza, as well as local solidarity organizations. From the traditional black and white kefiyah to an array of modern designs, all scarves are just $30 each. Explore the range and order online, or drop by 3CR during business hours. Wear your support for the rights of Palestinians. Go to kefiyas.org.au. That's kefiyas.org.au. A 3CR supporter.
Global Intifada, bringing you current affairs through revolutionary and protest music from around the world.
Every Thursday afternoon from 5 till 6 on 3CR.
Because music is our bomb. Welcome to Music for the Global Intifada, coming to you from the 3CR studio on the stolen lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. We pay our respects to all First Nations people, in particular Wurundjeri elders, past and present. We acknowledge that sovereignty has never been ceded and defend all acts of resistance by First Nations people to the ongoing illegal occupation here and across so-called Australia. Meet us on the front line and off to the 10 embassy.
This program aims to highlight diverse forms of resistance to systemic oppression, and it's a space in which we challenge fascism, racism, sexism, homo/transphobia, and other forms of prejudice indicative of dominant patriarchal and curiarchal systems. Subsequently, content of this program may contain confronting themes and explicit language. If this is likely to offend you, please tune out for the next hour whilst this program airs.
Welcome to Global Intifada this week on 3CR, listening on 855am or online on 3cr.org.au. So we're going to be starting with some tracks thinking about the destruction of the earth by capitalism, corporations and everyone else who does that, and thinking about all the disasters that have happened over the last year and probably decades. So we're going to start with a track by Shirin Kuti and Egypt 80 with the track Nah Oil. Have a listen.
This song about the stupid yeah leaders we'll get for Africa here. When they respect human life at all. So, and we know say these people that they be our papa, that they be our mama. So we got to beg them, ni. So more beg them together, I beg. sound. Don't make them stop all this them nonsense.
Listening to Global Intifada on 3CR, we just heard the track Na Oil by Shun Kuti and the Egypt 80 really nice, powerful track, especially about all the corruption in Nigeria. And also, I guess we should be thinking about the oil companies and all the major corporations doing damage. So we're going to go into some more tracks. We're going to listen firstly to a track by Three Little Birds with the song Oil and Water.
The nurses to this existence, shut our eyes to this dying heart. We punctured a hole in your artery as if it would sustain us. Now your blood seeps through the ocean and we can no longer sleep. Phantom of oil addiction, you serve to supply our demand. The intelligence of nature exposes this fallible design. Too long we have you.
Separate this oil from this water. Mother Earth has to be recognized. We need to separate the truth from these lies of the horizon of earth and of skies. We need to separate this oil from this water.
You're listening to 3CR
Community Radio,
855 AM.
Dear guests, if like us you truly care about
our profits.
That doesn't sound right.
Doesn't it?
Dear guests, if like us you truly care about
our profits.
No, you did it again.
Did I? Right, what is it?
Let's just do it again. Dear guests, if like us you truly care about
the planet.
Ah, yes.
And things.
You simply need to leave your towels hanging in the towel rings. But if you prefer that Mother Earth die spluttering, suffocating from a decision about towels that were specifically yours,
then please feel free to leave your towel ready for collection on the bathroom floor. Thank you.
Here at Unisleigh
and all of our subsidiaries,
we're deeply concerned about
Earth's sustainability.
So to prove our commitment
to protecting these lands,
we're switching 95%
of our typefaces to Comic Sans.
Coca-Cola, bring your plant bottle plastic. They say it's eco-friendly, isn't that fantastic? We can't substantiate the claim, but there's a picture of a leaf. Herbal essence is organic experience. It might be the toxins that are making her delirious. Propylene glycol D and C, red 33 don't grow on trees. Lol.
Beholding greenwashing. Green lights mean go green.
To phase out plastic straws by 2084.
Woo! High five!
The wise old woman on top of a hill was visited one day by some neoliberals. Oh, wise old woman, what's your word? Why does green capitalism seem so absurd? From a thoughtful silence, she soon whispered,
for the same reasons, dear, that you can't polish a turd.
Volkswagen bring your default devices. It's how commercial science tackles those huge crises. Why contemplate a vital state when you can teach a car to cheat?
Like Herbie, but evil.
Not forgetting, narrow betting them at Starbucks. They wrote the book on how to look as if you give a fuck. Then spent $100 million on keeping everything discreet.
Who? Monsanto.
Monsanto?
Yeah, we know them.
Sort of.
I think they're just like a farmer's market or something.
Yeah, farmer's market.
Now shut up and drink your coffee.
Beholding greenwashing. Green lights mean go green.
Latte drinking,
blue sky thinking,
fact blocking,
logic squashing,
number crunching,
copy punching,
lean,
green,
cash machine
washing.
You're in Global Intifada, and we just heard the very amusing track by Fossil Heads with Greenwashing. Thought that was a really unique track. The client there, a climate crisis cabaret group. So definitely have a listen out to them. They're not new, but I have not played them before. Not in any recent times anyway. And before that, we heard the track by Ecowar, End of the World. And Ecowar, a political band, been around since the 80s, 90s. So we have played a few tracks from them in the past. But always good to chuck one in. So we're going to listen to a track by the Formidable Vegetable Sound System with Oil, Use and Value, Renewable Resources and Services. So it's a bit of a quirky track. Have a listen.
Excuse me. I have a general announcement to make. It's quite inconvenient. We're running out of oil. It's going to be hard to live if we don't find some alternatives to oil. Because pretty much everything we do uses oil. Let me list some of the things made with oil. There's computers, light bulbs, toothpaste, cat food, dog food, our food, microwaves, umbrellas, blankets, glasses, crayons, fridges, pharmaceuticals, houses, trucks and boats and planes and clothes and roads and phones and shops and farms and your auntie's underpants. If we don't find a solution, we won't have them anymore. 'Cause pretty soon, there will be no more oil. We don't need cars. Well, we didn't in my day. Maybe now we do. But we could also walk, use bicycles, and ride horses. Instead of oil, and coal, and uranium, use clean, renewable resources. Like the sun. See, it has heaps of energy, beaming down for free, feeding plants and trees. Make use of these kind of natural forces and use clean, renewable resources. Why mine gas seems silly to me when you can make your own from the comfort of your throne with a methane digester. Oh yes. You see, the future of energy is in predominantly biological processes. So be a clean, renewable investor. Use and value clean, renewable, clean, renewable, clean, renewable services and resources. Once again. Clean, renewable, clean, renewable, clean, renewable services and resources. It's time to do away with fossil fuels and to get back to the soil. Because let's face it, it's the end of oil. Yes, let's face it, it's the end of oil. We might as well wait. It's the end of oil.
The opinions expressed in the following message are those of the Shell Petroleum Company and in no way misrepresent the business interests of the corporate-owned media in which it originally appeared.
People have the right to the truth, unvarnished, even uncomfortable, but never subjugated to a cause, however noble or well-meaning. They have the right to clear thinking. Slogans, protests and boycotts don't offer answers. It has been suggested that Shell should pull out of developing nations altogether. Oil would certainly continue flowing, the business would continue operating, the vast majority of employees would remain in place. But the sound and ethical business practices synonymous with Shell, the environmental investment, and the tens of millions of dollars spent on community programs would all be lost. Again, it's the people of developing nations that you would help. It's easy enough to sit in your comfortable homes in the West, calling for sanctions and boycotts against the developing country, but you have to be sure that knee-jerk reactions won't do more harm than good. Some campaigning groups say we should intervene in the political process in developing nations. But even if we could, we must never do so. Politics is the business of governments and politicians. The world where companies use their economic influence to prop up or bring down governments would be a frightening and bleak one indeed.
Goongroo Environment Centre is a grassroots community organisation campaigning for East Gippsland's precious forests. For over 15 years, we've been using direct action, citizen science, and community engagement to stop the continued logging of precious native forests and threatened species habitat. After this summer's terrible bushfires, there's an even greater urgency to protect what remains, and the Victorian government haven't ruled out plans to log the small fragments of unburnt forests and so-called salvage log in burnt areas. It's now so important that forests and wildlife are protected so they can recover. Head to gecko.org.au to keep updated with the latest news and to get involved. Gecko acknowledges the logging is happening on the stolen lands of the Gunnakernai and Bidwell and the Naro people, and that sovereignty was never ceded.
A 3CR supporter.
Economic growth. How dare you?
You're in Global Intifada in 3CR, and we just heard the track The Oil Mass Extinction Blues by Consolidated featuring Greta Thunberg, which I'm sure you probably recognise her voice. And I do really love lots of Consolidated tracks. They're always quite powerful and amazing. And before that, we heard a quick track by Propagandhi with a public disservice announcement from Shell. So that's sort of keeping up with some quirkiness there. Of course, Propagandhi from The Snakes, political punk rock band, been around for ages. Probably heard of their stuff before many times. But as it's coming up to Invasion Day and the 50th anniversary of the Aboriginal Tent Embassy, I thought we'd play some First Nations tracks, and we're going to start off with a track called Survive by Baker Boy. Baker Boy is a pretty popular artist, grew up on Arnhem Land and has been doing lots of tours and music and stuff for the last few years. So listen to that track, Survive.
Merry-go-round of prisoners in and out of prison. The perpetual journey of going from one addiction to another.
We can survive, we can survive.
We keep on going.
get on your feet. We're taking it to the streets. Whoa, that beat. Get up and be new leaders we need. Be the voice that now speak, shouting your language free.
Nobody put us down.
listening to 3CR, and we just heard the track Mob March by Emma Donovan and the Putbacks. They've been putting out some really good music over the last few years and have been doing some performances as well, even in between the lockdowns and whatnot. And as I mentioned just before, just playing some First Nations tracks to get us in the mood for Invasion Day actions and the 50th year 10th embassy anniversary. And of course 3CR will be doing lots of stuff in regards to both those things in the coming weeks, so stay tuned to 3CR. But we're gonna be playing another track by Nadine Dixon with Aboriginal Land. It was released a few years ago, but it's really to the point, so have a listen.
You stand on Aboriginal land. bebop jazz. The Milky Way looks good in the night sky. The stars open a short for my dark eyes.
Hey, I'm Lady Lash. You're listening to 3CR Community Radio, the voice of dissent. 3CR is so awesome, giving the platform for people's voices to be heard and people's gifts to be heard. And always remember that you are amazing.
Like a cartoon, I'm dreaming of the seven moons. Oh, I see what's new.
In the light of the sacred fire, unsurfaced colours come to call. This place can bring out the best outcome for us, a true symbol of unity for all. Aliens in our own lands, changing the status like never before. The embassy went up, followed by a national flag, tents and caravans, but all this represented much more. An entire movement started by the planting of an umbrella on government lawns, a permanent reminder of the political line drawn, sanctuary or an eyesore seen by a government pawn. Picketed signs, land rights not leases, united we stand, but divided we always fall to pieces. 40 years on and white Australia still refuses to believe, stronger futures, stolen destinies, modern motive to deceive. Peaceful settlement was a myth, there was never an agreement here, no treaty. Constitutionally reforming the biggest lie the world ever did see, a flash of light, fire stick, an aura of mystique. Foreigners decided for us whether to be or not to be. Genocide and treason to mask their proof, recorded as collective history. To seek an understanding of this issue, the underlying factor that is key, is not an easy feat, white man, for your sins will be set free. Recognise that the problems of 200 years of forced occupation boils down to one word, sovereignty. Birthrights were never ceded, our warriors and what they stood for never let it be defeated. Back when the shores of evolution washed up dregs of English pollution, cleared land and ironically set up a canvas tent. They offered the landlords their solution and they refused to pay the rent. Drew up plans of a grand house after the proceeds of the colony spent. Squabbled in their gains, generations revelled in hypocrisy, living a comfortable life, creating a squatocracy, and continued to take what they wanted in the name of democracy. Two different ends of the spectrum involving the same political discourse. One was established peacefully, the other with force. Two different cultures always conflicted, one ever changing, the other consistent. This one dictates while the other is resistant. One is based on truth and the other is based on fiction.
So we've come to the end of Global Intifada. This week we just heard from the amazing spoken word artist Lorna Munro with the track Fact or Fiction. She has a lot of work on Radio Skid Row up in Sydney, so definitely tune in to that. You can listen online. And we're going to go out with a loud one from Dispossessed, First Nations, sort of hardcore band, with the track Warpath Never Ended. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Salam Habibi.
Salam Habibti.
This is Marushti and Lukman from Salam Radio Show.
Tune in on Sundays from 4 till 5 p.m. on 3CR for some modern Arabic mazika.
Salam Radio Show will be bringing you every week a surge of new, modern and reinterpreted sounds of Arabic mazika, ranging from trap, rap, hip-hop, pop, R&B, experimental, ambient and electronic music.
Yalla, yalla habibna.
Shu natrin.
Join us every Sunday on Salam Radio Show.
Mainstreaming Arabic mazika.
When I was new to Melbourne, I found a Food Not Bombs flyer on the road, and I had like this feast with a carrot, and carrots are my favorite vegetable. Yeah, I think they were asking for help doing stuff, and I got in touch.
We, I guess, rescue food
that would otherwise go to waste.
I like the aspect of sharing food and not making anyone feel obligated to pay anything for it.
We make a real point at Food Not Bombs of involving everyone who wants to be involved in whichever part they want to be involved in.
For more information, go to fnbmelb.noblogs.org. Food Not Bombs is a 3CR supporter. Food Not Bombs.